Marriage creates a new household. That does not mean parents stop mattering. It does not mean extended family becomes unimportant. It does not mean a husband or wife should become cold, distant, or dishonoring toward the people who raised them. But Christian marriage does mean that a new covenant center has been formed. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Leaving and cleaving is not rejection. It is reordering. Before marriage, a person's primary family authority is usually connected to parents and childhood household patterns. After marriage, husband and wife become a new one-flesh household before God. That shift is beautiful, but it can also be painful. Some parents struggle when their adult child now makes decisions with a spouse. Some adult children feel guilty when they no longer follow every family expectation. Some spouses feel like they are competing with a mother, father, sibling, or family tradition. This is where many marriages become strained. The issue may appear to be Sunday lunch, holiday plans, babysitting, money, family visits, or where to live. But underneath, the deeper question is often this: which household has first covenant priority? Christian marriage answers clearly, the marriage covenant comes first. That does not cancel the command to honor father and mother. Exodus 20:12 still matters. Adult children should speak respectfully, show gratitude, offer care where possible, and avoid cruelty or contempt. But honoring parents does not mean obeying parents as though you are still a child under their household authority. Honor is not the same as control. A married couple can say, "We love you and we are grateful for you, but we need to make this decision together as husband and wife." That sentence may feel awkward at first, but it protects the covenant. Leaving and cleaving requires courage, especially for couples from close families. It also requires tenderness. Parents may need time to adjust. Spouses may need patience with each other. Old family habits may need to be named without shame. The goal is not to build walls of resentment. The goal is to build a covenant home with wise doors. Healthy marriage boundaries do not say, "You do not matter." They say, "Our marriage matters, and we want our extended family relationships to bless rather than control our home."